You almost had good bread. Well, what about, what types of squirrels you got here?
You have a red squirrel and a black squirrel. Cat squirrels, they call them. Some call them cat squirrels. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not much of a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you have black and red ones, brown.
Yeah. In a rifle, you use shells. In a shotgun, you use shells. In a rifle, you use.
What do you mean? Bullets?
Cartridges? Yeah, you use those cartridges. Now, I wanted to ask you about the food you might get. Do you get, what kind of seafood you get here?
Here?
Yeah.
You get shrimp and oysters, but we don't get them here. I mean, they shipped in. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. You get oysters.
Frog legs? No, we got our own. We have our own frog legs here.
No kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you get them from?
Out in these ponds. Starting May and June. They used to kill 50 and 100 in one night back in here. But they disappeared the last few years. Most of them hanging around, they're always plentiful around these fish ponds they got. You know, they got fish ponds here, raise catfish.
They disappeared. Do you have any idea?
Mm-hmm.
You got any idea of why?
No. Well, we killed them out for one thing, but we just, the one and rather chemicals, if chemical had anything to do with it.
Yeah.
They're plentiful for some years, and then they don't be there for another year or two, and then they come back.
Yeah.
But I love frog legs.
You get them from what kind of frog?
Bullfrog.
Okay, any other kinds?
And that's what we call them here, bullfrogs.
Yeah, any other kind of frog?
No, not a toad frog. We don't eat them.
Yeah. What about the little ones that come out after rain?
Spring frogs.
Yeah. And you got the ones that climb trees or anything like that? Well, that's a bullfrog. Oysters, and then what about those the things you might find in a freshwater stream? They crawl away from you backwards when you go.
Crawfish,
okay. Eat them?
Yeah.
Down in Louisiana, they get so thick sometimes they'll just go across the road and cars will run over them.
The crawfish, we used to catch them. They'd go in the crawfish hole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You put a piece of fat meat on a string and put it down in that hole and they'd grab that fat meat, see, and you pull them out the hole.
Yeah, they wouldn't come back. They wouldn't let go.
Then a lot of times you stick your hand out in there. It's hard till you get a hand on a snake, and you quit it.
This was in the water, wasn't it?
Up at the edge of the banks, yeah. They have the hole up at the edge of the bank. It'd be a round hole and have a mound of dirt around it where they took the dirt out. You got water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd stick put a piece of fat meat in there, tied to a string, see? And they'd grab it. But they have been plentiful where you just catch them, sand for them and anything, you know, you catch them. They get big, too.
Now, when you fish, would you use any kind of worm to fish with?
Earthworms?
Yeah. Any different kinds you might use?
Mostly earthworms, we call them.
What? Okay. What, you got that big, lively kind of earthworm?